This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government has given as much priority to people, economy and innovation as it has given to infrastructure and industries in terms of investment. Addressing a post-budget webinar on employment through video conferencing yesterday, the Prime Minister said the vision of investment in people stands on three pillars: education, skill and healthcare. He added that the telemedicine facility is being expanded to all primary health centres. The Prime Minister said the future of the nation is determined by investments in innovation. He asserted that artificial intelligence has the potential to contribute several lakh crore rupees to India's economy, underscoring the need for rapid progress in this direction. The Prime Minister also mentioned the establishment of a national gene bank to preserve India's plant genetic resources to ensure genetic resources and food security for future generations. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh while speaking at the concluding session of the webinar, said the government is committed to making India a global innovation hub. He said 20,000 crore rupees have been allocated for research, development and innovation in the Union Budget 2025-26. The government has given approval for the development of Son Prayag to Kedarnath ropeway with the length of 12.9 kilometers. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the total cost of the project will be over 4,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav also informed about 12.4 kilometers Hemkund Sahib ropeway that is to be developed at a cost of 2,730 crore rupees. The government has also taken decisions for livestock health and disease prevention with the cost of 3,880 crore rupees. PM Modi has applauded the cabinet decisions. In a series of social media posts, the PM said the cabinet has made two significant decisions. He said the two new ropeways will not only save devotees' time but also make their journey more convenient. Mr. Modi said revised livestock health and disease control program is a big step towards better animal health, higher productivity and prosperity for farmers. PM Modi yesterday met with the Japanese business delegation led by Tatsuo Yasunoga in New Delhi. In a social media post, the PM said that he was encouraged by their expansion plans in India and the steadfast commitment to make in India, make for the world. Mr. Modi further expressed hope for deepening economic collaboration with Japan, India's special strategic and global partner. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday inaugurated the annual cultural festival Vividhata Ka Amrit Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, the president said the festival celebrates the diverse heritage of different parts of the nation and showcases unique traditions of various regions. The president said in this edition, more than 500 artisans and weavers will be showcasing traditional handicrafts and handlooms as well as intricate brass and wooden crafts. President Murmu urged citizens to participate in the event and boost the confidence of the artisans. Eyal Zamir took over as the 24th chief of the Israel Defense Forces yesterday, warning that Israel's multi-front conflict would be ongoing and vowing to strike its enemies with tremendous force. Zamir, 59, assumed his new role during a change of command ceremony at the Kiryat military base in Tel Aviv, following government approval of his appointment on February 16. He succeeded Herzi Halevi, who resigned in January after admitting his failure to defend Israelis during the Hamas-led attack on October 7, 2023. Zamir, a former Director General of the Defense Ministry, joined the military in 1985 and became a tank commander the following year. In the ICC Champions Trophy 2025, New Zealand set up the summit clash with India after beating South Africa by 50 runs in the second semi-final at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore yesterday, chasing the highest ever target of 363 runs in the tournament's history set by New Zealand. South Africa managed to score 312 for 9 in the stipulated 50 overs. Earlier opting to bat first, New Zealand piled up 362 runs for 6 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. Rachin Ravindra was declared player of the match. Meanwhile, India stormed into the final of the tournament, beating Australia by 4 wickets in the first semi-final in Dubai. Indian table tennis legend A. Sharad Kamal has announced that he will retire later this month, ending a career spanning more than 22 years at the top of the sport. Sharad will bid farewell in front of friends and family in Chennai, where the WTT star contender event. His final tournament will take place from March 25th to 30th. His impact on the sport extends beyond his achievements, which include 7 Commonwealth Games gold medals, 2 historic Asian Games bronze medals, and 5 Olympic appearances. And that is the end of this news bulletin.